Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my testimony. Look what this world has did to me. I lost my connection.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for tuning into the baby station. We got the new one here from Daryl Deacon from Quality of Life Unity. This is one of those feel-good songs that makes you want to enjoy the life. They call this one, It's a New Day.
It's amazing how sometimes we're quick to forget our past. Knowing if I throw this stone that your house is made of glass. Yes. Judge not, let ye be judged, at least that's what I heard. Everything will work out when you just line up with the word, yeah. I knew this young boy and he just came home from jail. Everybody's talking about how this boy was gonna fail, yeah. Thank God this boy didn't listen. He prayed and went out on a mission. Not to lose but to prove that through God everyone can make a change. See, it's a new day, yeah. When you line up with the Lord,
see, it's a new day,
yeah.
See, it's a new day.
I know when it makes you feel so good inside.
See, it's a new day.
Yeah. It's amazing how we can say we love our fellow man. Yeah, we're quick to turn our backs when they need a helping hand, yeah. I know someone helped you when your life was all in pain. So my question to you is, why can't you try to do the same, yeah. There was this girl with two kids all alone and hurting. She stepped up into the church so she could hear the word. And the pastor said she'd be okay. Gotta make a way out of no way. She believed it and received it. Now she's doing mighty swell.
See, it's a new day.
It makes you feel so good inside.
See, it's a new day.
Yeah.
See, it's a new day.
When you line up with the Lord.
See, it's a new day.
Yeah. See, it's a very special kind of day. We are new creatures and old things are passed away. It's a new day, yeah.
Good night. This is Prophetess Nadia. We are here on the Queen's Court where the Kingdom Woman speaks. I am joined tonight by Queen Safini, Queen Lynn, and Prophet Yehosha. We are in the house tonight, and we are talking about maintaining in difficult times right here on the Queen's Court where the Kingdom Woman Speaks. Go ahead and share the number you want to get in on the discussion on tonight, 347-945-5416. You want to listen in on the internet or your laptop, your iPad, go ahead and plug us up, www.blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. We're going to go ahead and get on in and jump in and get in where we fit in. We're talking about, you know, how does a queen, how does a woman on the wall, how does a citizen of the Kingdom of God maintain in difficult times? We're not talking about, you know, them times when you're all deep in the spirit. We just want to know, how is it that you maintain? How do you stay holy in those difficult times? How do you manage? What do you do? How do you stay on the wall? How do you stand at that gate when all you know what is breaking out against you? How do we do it?
Amen. Don't ask me, because I ain't a female. I ain't a queen. I'm a king.
Okay, well, as a king, as a man at the gate, as a man of God, how do you maintain in difficult times? How do you maintain, you know, your composure? How do you handle, you know, those difficult situations that can rock your boat a little bit?
Amen. I think as a king, even though I'm here on the Queen's Court, it seems like the Holy Ghost done shoved me dead smacking all these queens up in here. Praise God. But the way to maintain as a man of God, man at the gate, is just, you know, prayer, fasting, and just, you know, get into that word. I mean, if you miss a day not being in your word, you know, God will let you know. More than 3 days, you know, everybody else will know. So, you know, I know after about a day, you know, but after 3 days, everybody else will know, you know, because it'll begin to show, you know, it'll begin to show in your conduct, the way you talk, the way you walk, and the way you could govern yourself accordingly. So I think that just about wraps it on that case.
Wow. I can definitely understand that. Sometimes we got to know when it's time to just, you know, sit back and really, really dig into the word, dig into prayer and allow, because, you know, life can come up against you in all kind of ways when you weren't even expecting it. And sometimes I can definitely identify with, you know, having people to, like, look at you sideways because you know, coming out the side of your face because you are not maintaining it. You're really, you know, buckling under those difficult times. But Queen Safini, what do you have to say about it? How do you manage to maintain during those difficult times?
Well, the way I have to pray. I pray during the day, at night. A lot of people think you just pray at night, but they don't understand that just praying, even a short prayer during the day to get you through the day, it means a lot to you. And pretty much you're going to keep feeding your spirit. So I pray constantly. I can be in the car and I'm praying, you know, Lord, just watch over me while I'm driving, you know, or I'll pray for whatever I've been blessed with or whatever I'm going through. You have to keep praying about the situation. And once you pray about it, you'll feel better in your spirit, and you'll kind of have a calmness about you. It's constant prayer.
Gotta have prayer. Gotta have prayer. It's essential. I know, you know, the good word says we got, well, men always pray. And I guess because the good Lord knows that we get into some predicaments and some situations where we go ahead and about to mess up. And it's so easy. I think, and I always say that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, I'm about to lay my religion down for, you know, just a few minutes, and I'm going to let you have it, and I'm going to pick it back up. But, you know, to me, if you had it on, you know, if it was on you securely, you shouldn't be able to lay it down like that. You know, I know, and not to get churchy and to get preachy or anything like that, but it says that, you know, the Lord has given us a way of escape out of everything, out of every temptation. So I don't think that we have to, but I think what's really, really important is that we have to understand ourselves and understand those times when sometimes life can be really overwhelming, ministry can be overwhelming, the kids can be overwhelming, the spouse can be overwhelming, and we got to know when it's time to just, you know, so I don't go, you know, flipping tables, you know, and acting all kind of sideways. So it's important, you know, and just knowing that we, you know, people are looking at us. and they're waiting for that one moment, that 1 second, mm-hmm. where, you know, all everything out of our mouth is ungodly, you know, and they're looking for that one moment to point and say, see, I knew it. So, you know, we got to be in tune with our own selves and know, you know, where we reach that limit when, you know, we're being prayerless, you know, and start to get prayerful.
Right. Well, let me throw one out there for you. When do you know you need to pray? Okay, you're talking about hard times as a queen. When do you, you know, because we talked about, okay, everybody said, okay, we need to pray. Okay, that's the politically correct thing to say, amen. But what about when you, what do you do as a queen, as a woman of God, the things that you need to do, amen. I'm talking about when you need to pray, when you need to pray, amen. How do you know when you need to pray? You know, when you're in relationships that ain't working out. I'm talking about you're going through ups and downs. And then while you're going through stuff in your personal life with your kids, you're going through stuff, you know, you're going through stuff in your personal life, but then you got the kids pulling on you. Then you got your family pulling on you and all of that stuff. How do you, as a queen, because, you know, counseling women as well, how do you deal with all that?
Yeah.
He's jamming. Man of God, what are you doing over there? Let me find you got some in your communion cup, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe that's how you wind down.
My Lord. God bless the man of God. Go ahead, prophet us, amen.
Amen. Well, I definitely know that, you know, and especially as a queen, we try to do everything. We try to be everything for everybody. I know for me personally, I know my tipping point, and I know when I just really and truly have to step back and I have to draw back, and I'm like, okay, Lord, if you don't handle this situation, if you don't put me in a place where I got to, you know, sit down. And I know it because, you know, tell the truth and shame the devil, I get snappy, you know. I know when I'm getting short with people. I know when you know, you about to catch all helicopter all in the house, you know. I know when it's about to go down. And so I have to put myself to sit down. I'm like, okay, you know what, I need to step back. And I just need to wind down. And it's not a matter of, you know, for me, it's not a matter of not praying because I'm always praying. But sometimes we're not praying. You know, we might be praying for other people, and we might be praying for different situations. But it's like, God, give me peace. You know, we got to pray those prayers sometimes. Like, Lord, you know, I'm really about to flip, and I'm about, you know, somebody's about to catch it. And I'm, you know, if you don't hold my tongue, I don't know. You know, I need an extra dose of strength right here. But it also comes from wisdom and knowing that, okay, you know, everybody, you know, it's not their fault that you're going through what you're going through, you know, and it may be their fault that you're going through what you're going through, you know, but at the same time, you got to be, you're the one that said that you're kingdom-minded, you're the one that said that you're a child of God, so what do you want to put out there, you know, so I know that I've got to go, you know, sat down somewhere, and I'll be the first one to go put myself to sit down somewhere, because I know me. I know what I'm capable of, you know, and I know sometimes it ain't, you know, I got to tell myself that you stink, you know, so I got to go foul.
Amen.
Evangelist Williams, how you feel about that as far as when things get hectic around the house, when things get hectic, you know, in your personal life, and when it's hard to pray? I know we know praying is the easy thing to do, amen, but what about when you don't feel like praying? Let's just keep it real. Can we take the religious mask off for a minute? You know, can we take it off for a moment? When you don't feel like praying, when God is just, Holy Ghost beating you up, amen, say, you need to get in my presence, and you say, no, but I'm mad because, you know, this man of God ain't called me. Okay, you know, we're going to go there. Amen, this man of God ain't called me. Or for some queens, they said, you know,
Jesus.
Holy, maybe that's not even a host, amen.
First of all, I stay away from that. What about me? What about me? What about me? I stay away from that. What about me? I kind of get in my car and go for a ride and do something for me. I just get away from the mess. Right. I just shut myself down and get away from the mess. I just walk away and do something for me. If it's going to the library and reading a book, or just, I just go away from it. And then when I come back, I'm, you know, I can handle it better. You know, I just have to put that flesh under subjection. I have to remember, it's not, you know, if Jesus laid down his life, then, okay, you know what, I could do it. I could do it. I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Pump it up.
And I just say, okay, let me go for a walk. Let me go for, you know, let me go shopping. Let me go, you know, just do something outside of.
Move yourself.
I just get away from it. I just walk away from it. I just shut down and say, you know what, it's not worth it.
Right.
You know, because I may say something and regret it. I may, you know what I mean? I may hurt somebody, and then I got to go back and repent, say, I'm sorry, even though they may be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you put yourself in situations like that, and it just makes matters worse sometimes. So just go away. Walk away.
Exactly,
just walk away. Because
exactly.
I catch myself. I do. I have to shut my mouth and just say, walk away.
Amen. Yeah. I saw somebody post something the other day, and it really, really resonated with me. And, you know, we always say, well, the safest place to be is in the will of God. But they put that the most dangerous place to be is in your emotions.
Yes.
And that thing hit me so hard. Because I've never seen anybody put that out there like that. But it is so true, because there's so much thing, you know, that we can get caught up in our emotions in a snap. It's just that quick. And sometimes, you know, here's what I want to know. You know, that, you know you might be in the heat of something and the helicopters are spinning, but you don't necessarily want to step away.
you know,
the truth about it. You want to play devil's advocate. You want to get all in. And, you know, so how far do you take it? Like, you know, what do you do when you can't drag yourself? You know, when it's going to take an act of Congress and God to get you to come out of the situation and remove yourself, especially when you don't think that you're in the wrong.
Right. And that's where you got to humble yourself. You really have to humble yourself, because, you know, again, you have to remember who you are and who you represent. And people are watching, and if you blow off the handle, you do more damage than good. And I know I used to be a person that lived in my emotions, and I would fly off the handle in a minute. But then I realized, after the dust settled and I stopped and looked at the situation, I made it worse than it already was. And sometimes we just blow things way out of proportion because we're in an emotional state. I've learned, you know, to get out of my emotions, because my emotions were dangerous.
That's so true. Queen Shafini, what is, if you don't mind sharing, what is a difficult situation that you recently had to, you know, deal with, if you don't mind sharing with us here on the Queen's Court? And how did you handle that situation? How did you maintain? How did you keep your queen essence?
I think my biggest challenge probably now, what I face, is having a 17-year-old son. And so trying to raise them as a single mother, it's been a challenge, because they, you know, they know more than you, and they feel like they're always in the right. And they don't understand that the stuff that you tell them are for their own good. But I think that's probably like my, you know, right now, that's probably one of my bigger challenges, to try to keep them on the right path and try to instill God in them and try to work on me as well, to let them see, you know, that whatever's out there in the world is not going to work for you, that you need Christ. And that's like the most difficult thing I'm facing right now. And so I stay praying, and I make sure they know that I'm praying, and I let them know, you know, that they need to follow Christ, because there's so much out here to, you know, get them caught up. And like, you know, like you all were saying, people will push to try to, they'll push you to see how far you will go, and then they are waiting for you to slip up, or they are waiting for you to, you know, they feel like because you're a Christian, you're supposed to be 100% Christian is they're failing to realize that you're still human. The only thing is we are constantly, as Christians, working on ourselves to be more like Christ-like. But a lot of them, you know, they don't understand that you do have the emotions. You do go through the same thing they are. But in Christ, you are learning how to deal with those things differently. And you have to constantly, you know, keep Christ and get to know Christ deeper on a deeper level. But the difficult situations, I mean, that pretty much that my children have been the difficult, I would say, that I face. Mm-hmm. And I just pretty much, I go to God a lot because, you know, what I try to tell them, they feel like they already know it. And so you just, I go to God a lot regarding my children and how to parent and what to do or what to say. And I just keep them in church. You know, I try
right.
to keep them in church. That would be the most difficult that I'm facing.
Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Lord have mercy. They got me in here with a bunch of queens tonight. Unbelievable. This is the Queens Court. Amen. New Testament Temple, End Time Remnant International, amen. The women on the wall, they are in here. We're talking about how to maintain as a queen, how to maintain as a queen, amen. I'm going to throw a question out there, amen, and y'all queens, y'all have at it, amen. How do you get your children to respect your queendom? How do you get, if you like Queen Shafini said, okay, I got a 17-year-old. Okay, how you let this joker know that, look, I'm a black queen, amen. I'm a save. I'm a holy woman of God. You're going to respect me or I go upside that head, amen. I won't spare that rod, amen. But you're going to know that I've been there, amen. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to bring, as a single mother, you got to bring both sides of the two-edged sword, if you understand what I'm saying. So how
right.
do you let your son, your older son or your older daughter or teenagers know to respect your queendom?
Well, I don't have it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is a hot topic. Go ahead.
No, I don't have a teenager. I have grown children. But I'm raising my granddaughter who is 10 and their puberty is coming quick and she tests me.
Mm.
And we go at it. And she just thinks like, you know, she was walking out the house today and it's like, I'll be back at 5:30 and I'm like, excuse me? Can you reframe that? Oh, is it okay? Can I go out? Yeah, that's what you say first, you know. But she has to, it's like, and then can you come back at 5:30? But she just thinks that she is the queen of the house and she rules and she doesn't. And she will try to take that position every single day. She will try something. And she has to know, it's just like, you don't rule in this house. I rule in this house. And now she plays the devil's advocate against me and her dad. And it's just like, okay, you know the rules. And, you know, just because your father's in the house doesn't mean that they change. And so
right.
she will try. you know, and I'm saying, Lord, she's only 10, you know. And so, I mean, she knows it, when my door is shut, it's shut for a purpose. But
right.
she will come in and bam, it's like, hello, thank goodness
right.
I'm not naked, okay?
Right.
There is a thing knocking. You've been with me for 5 years, and 5 years I've been telling you to knock before you enter, and it's just
right.
like, oh, my gosh. You know, when are you going to get it? You know,
right.
and oh, it's just like, Lord, you know, what happened to the generation where they respected their elders?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like out the window. It's like there's just no respect anymore. It's just like this is all about me. And
right.
and you know, and I go back to when I was her age, and if it was all about me, I wouldn't have a life.
No,
I wouldn't have any peace, you know.
No, I don't think we all would. None of us.
You know, they'd still be scraping us up off the concrete.
Yeah, you know. I mean, my father was on the telephone talking. If we got too loud, we got a shoe upside the head. It was like he didn't have his shit from his position. You know? And we used to laugh because he was in the Army. We used to say, incoming. We would all So he got mad because we started making a joke out of it. But, you know, but that's the way that we were raised, and the kids nowadays don't have that type of respect. They don't, you know, they just don't. They just don't. It's just, it's crazy because I was out today and something, this lady came into the cable company and it was busy and she pulled her number and she was like, she laughed and threw the piece of paper on the floor. And we all just kind of looked at each other like, did she just throw that piece of paper on the floor?
That's
you know. Yeah, but that's where we're at today. People don't. There's no respect. It's gone.
Right, and that in and of itself can create a lot of difficult times and make it really difficult to maintain. You know, because there's no boundaries.
There's no boundaries.
The lines have been blurred, and so you know, with everybody, you know, just kind of in this, you know, me mode. And it's hard to live righteously, it's hard to live holy. But when you have so much stuff, when you're trying to hold up a particular standard and then you have other people coming against you, you know, you're constantly in this place where, you know, if you don't hold on to yourself, that you want to, you know, you want to really extend the right hand of fellowship in the wrong way.
You know, yes.
You know, the fivefold ministry is send them to the altar, you know, express.
That's it.
You know,
that's
but
it.
I think we have to, outside, you know, and we got to have these little short conversations with God. But I think when we get ourselves into a position, and I go back to kind of what I said earlier, that, you know, we hear a lot of people say, well, you know, give me just 2 seconds. I'm going to lay my hat and my religion down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how securely was it on you? And so if it's embedded in you, then you're not going to walk away from what's already in you. So
right.
I think if you have it securely in you and on you, then you can handle situations. You can know when it's time to say, okay, you know what? I can't deal with it. You can walk away from an argument or what would be an argument or creative discussion. And, you know, I think a lot of times the biggest thing is walking away without having the last word. That's huge.
Ooh, yeah. You got a mouthful there, sister.
That's huge.
Yes, yes.
You know?
And, you know, that's so true. That is so true.
And that's something you have to grow and learn to do because it is hard.
Just walk away
from something because you want the flesh in you want to go word for word or hip for hip, but then you do have to just find a point where you just step back and just be like, okay, you got it. You know, just to be the bigger person, just to be the person of God that you are trying to be, you know,
exactly.
That you are meant to be. You do have to look at that. That happens all the time.
That's something I deal with my granddaughter all the time, and I had to step back and look at it, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, that's you. And I was like, what? It's like, because I said to her, why you always got to have the last word? And the Lord said, that's you. That's your seed.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God. I had to check myself.
Right.
And I was like, Lord, you know what? Those words came back to me. My father used to say that to me all the time. Why she always got to have the last word?
Last word. Wow.
And it's
like,
wow, Lord. You know, so sometimes we're looking at our twins.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's those seeds that we sown when we were children, and now we're reaping the harvest in our generation.
Right.
And it's like, wow, Lord. So now you know what? Now get it right. Check it.
Exactly. And you know what's so funny? Because even as you said that, my children always tell me that, Ma, why are you so difficult? And I was like, to me, I'm not difficult. I just want you to think for yourself. I'm not going to lay everything out for you. But here's my question. How do you maintain when that difficult time is you? When you're the difficult, you know, when you're the difficult, you know, situation. How do you maintain? How do you keep yourself together when it's you? It's not anybody else. It's not what everybody else is doing. It's just you.
I can answer that one. I had a time getting my crew together for church, and I would be the one running around. Come on, let's go, get together. Let's go to that. And my son said, "Ma, you know what? We're going to get there on time." And I was like, "But you look at the clock now. We got 30 minutes to get." I'm teaching. I got to get there. The pastor's going to watch me walk in the door and shake her head. Da-da-da-da. So you know what the Lord said? Do this. Keep your mouth shut. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, keep your mouth shut. Wow. So the next week came, and I said, okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I remember. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Do you know we got there 5 minutes early?
Wow.
And my son said, see, Ma, he said, you were causing stress in the house. You were getting everybody worked up. And it was like, wow, I had to check myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I haven't done it since. Yeah, I haven't done it since. But it was me, because I have this thing where I have to be someplace 15 minutes before it starts. That's just the way I am. And that's the way, you know, my apostle raised me like that. 15 minutes before service, be here. You're a minister. Be here. You know, if you have to open the door, you be here. And so now I got a bigger crew, and it takes more time. So I'm ready. And, you know, you got to get your cup of coffee. You got to make breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Get your butt up early. So, you know, I said, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to back away. Okay, I'm going to back away. I'm going to shut my mouth. And he did it. The Holy Ghost did it.
Wow.
He did it. And I was like, wow. He said, I can do all things. Just let me do it. Get out of the way.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get in his way. We're supposed to get out of his way.
Wow.
So he can do it.
That's good.
Amen.
I'm going to have to take that one. That's all I'm going to say.
347-945-5416. 347-945-5416 is the Queen's Court. Amen. We got Evangelist Williams in the building, Prophetess Nadia. Got the Queen, amen. Sean Feeney, amen. Also, shout out to the other pillar, Sia Beverly, amen. Apostle Jordan, amen. Also, Ambassador Tina, amen, and Queen Vanessa. I heard they stuck in traffic or 2 hours there in California, held up somewhere. I don't know, amen, but to the Queens, amen. Amen. The Queens on here say they're going to hold you down, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And if you're a queen yourself, amen, you're online on internet radio, call in, show your love. What bothers you? What allows you to make it through as a queen, amen? What makes you, you know, get you through those rough times, amen, when you feel like throwing in the towel, feel like giving up? What makes you go the extra round, amen? I got a question. I got a question, amen. I try not to talk because I don't want to be preaching on here. But I got a question, amen. What do you do as queens, amen? And these are questions, amen, that needs to be asked. Lord have mercy. I'm going to answer that. I'm going to get out of the way. What do you do to keep it holy, amen? How do you keep yourself holy, amen? How do you go abstinence, amen, celibacy, amen? I'm talking about, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to fill in the blanks. The last time that I sinned, it was because he said what or he did what?
I have to show my love by touching you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Healthy sisters, man.
That's how I express my feelings. I'm like, excuse me? Don't work that way, honey.
That wasn't his soul. That was his flesh.
That's
right.
His flesh. That was 100% flesh.
Wow.
100%.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Well, we hear a lot of
I'll answer that one. To answer that question, as a single woman, you're faced, I know I'm faced with a lot of that as far as when you meet males or, you know, males you came across in the past, they'll say anything to you to try to see how far in Christ you are.
Yes,
because
you
have some people you have some people who say they're Christians, but yet they'll do everything else that the world is doing.
That's right.
So
right.
They'll be in church every Sunday, every Wednesday, and then they'll get the man. They'll start dating or seeing somebody who pretends to be interested in them and will pretend just long enough just to, you know, stick around and see if he can get what he can get from them. And once he did it, then it's all kind of problems. Then you're too holy, or then the minute you do something they don't like, they'll turn around and say, you're supposed to be a Christian, but you did this. Or you're supposed to be a Christian, you didn't say that this time. You know, just like that. The minute you do something, you know, it's like it's always turned back around on you. It's a constant thing. But a lot of them just are trying to see how far in Christ you are. But the only thing they're concerned about is themselves. And, I mean, if you just do the research or you sit back long enough, it'll come out exactly who the person is and what they really are interested in. All of it will come out in due time. But if you stand your ground and you tell them what you believe in, I mean, it's something if a woman wants to be celibate or she's starting a new journey, you know, and she doesn't want to have sex or whatever, if she's not interested in that no more and she's gave her life to Christ and she's serious about that, then it takes that man, if that's the choice she's made and she let a man know that on the outside, that's totally up to him. And he can pretend. He can only pretend for so long.
And the real
him will show through, whether he's in it for the long haul or not. It'll come out.
It will. Go ahead, Prophetess.
Let me interject one second before y'all go at it. I'm going to just put this number out here, amen, because I know some sisters going like, hey, let me get in on this conversation. 345-945-5416. All of you who gathered on blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot, amen, you call in, press 1 if you want to get into the Queen's Court. Step into the Queen's Court. We got Pastor Hill. He's running the boards tonight, amen. He'll definitely make your acquaintance, amen. We're talking about, amen, how you keep it on cling, as Medea says, amen. How you keep it on cling, amen. You know, what's the deception tool? What does the ain'ts say? Not the saints, but what the ain'ts do to draw you away, amen. I mean, as a man of God, as an overseer, because I keep it real, amen. That's the only way I can have so many women in my ministry, amen. I got to teach them, amen, every trick. Because I made the vow to God, I'll teach them every trick I know. But let me throw one out there, amen, out of the old black book from back in the day, amen. We don't have to get married. We can just make a covenant right now.
Ooh, let me tell you something, brother. You said nothing but a word.
Hallelujah. If you can't say a word, amen.
Sitting down that street. 22 years ago, this one that I just kicked to the curb for the fourth time.
For the fourth time.
It was like, okay, I'm not that stupid little girl that you was in love with then back then. I was a baby Christian, didn't know no better. But I know better now. And this is the fourth time you're coming down this road, buddy. What you think changed? Ain't nothing changed. You know, it's like you still coming the same way, you know, and it's like, but I've changed, I'm different. I'm like, no, honey, you ain't different because you're still trying to pursue that same thing. You know, and it's like, yeah, but we're married in the spirit. I said, we ain't married, honey, because you know what? Ain't nothing on my ring or no piece of paper saying that we're married. That soul tie has been broke. You know, and so stop trying to come that way. And it's like, you know, they play these games, and it's just like, okay, you know what, let me go back because, you know, she was good to me and she took care of Yeah, but you know what? That ain't, I'm not the same person.
Exactly.
And he's like, well, you haven't changed. And I said, no, I haven't changed. I'm not going to change for you or anybody else. You know, and I tell him straight up, bye, see ya. You know, he tried to call me a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, I got another phone call. I'll take the phone call. When I got back on the phone, he hung up. I said, oh, well. It wasn't that important then, you know. So it was just like, I just won't check up on you. I'm taking a trip down south. Yeah, well, go by yourself. Bye. Have a nice trip. You know?
Wow. they only have one thing on their agenda. You pretty much know. You pretty much can tell. They have that. They come with an agenda, and it's not a lifelong agenda. So you have to. It's easy to weed them out. You just basically, if you spend enough time around them, again,
you know,
the conversations will change, and the rest will be history. I had one told me that he don't believe in myths, and I was like, "What's the myth? All that? Mm-hmm. Well, if you was gonna be this, if you was gonna go by what God said, then you are three children too late." You know, I've heard everything. You know, but you're forgetting the part where, you know, when you're in Christ, you're a new creature. I used to and what I've done, God has forgiven me for that. So that is nothing. That has nothing to do with it anymore. You're throwing that up in my face because you can't get what you want.
Exactly. And I was just sharing with somebody a little while ago, even before the show, that was kind of dealing with the same situation and encouraging them that, you know, even though you may have given in last week, you know, if you draw the line right now, today is a new day. Right now is a new moment. And just because you allow that to happen then doesn't, and you put your foot down right now, does not mean that they get the authority to hold it against you. You know, if you said no right now, then it's no right now. And from this day forward, I'm going in a different direction. You may as well be glad that you got what you got when you got it, because now it's all.
That's it. It's a new day.
It's a new day. It's a new season. You know, and I'm going in a different direction.
That's it.
Different direction. Wow, this is a lot to maintain.
There is.
It's a lot to maintain. Now I want to go there. I really want to go there. How do you maintain with church folk? I'm not talking about kingdom people. I'm talking about church folk. The holier than thou, the sanctified more than you, you know, got my hat tilted to the side. How do you deal with them people?
I don't have to see you. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, because there's only so much you can say.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I thought you had something to say for that one.
I got plenty to say, but you know the Bible says use wisdom. Amen. I'll say something. Amen. As the young folks said, I ain't scared. Amen. You know the thing about church folks. Amen. Is that this? What makes a person a church folk? All right. There's kingdom and then there's church. Church is outer. Kingdom is inner. And, you know, church. The thing with church folks you got to realize is that they're church folk because they don't have the inner working power of the Holy Spirit. They have not been baptized. They may have the Holy Spirit, but they may not have been baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have a higher conviction level. Stuff that you watch, amen, may not bother you, but when I look at it, I'm like, oh, God. And he'd be like, well, prophet, we're wrong. Nah, man, I'm gone, man. No, it's just a commercial. It's just a commercial. Man, I don't like hanging around prophet, man. Prophet weird, man. He always got to preach a sermon about something. And so, you know, but when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you're not of this world. I mean, I'm sorry to say, you ain't going to fit in. Now, I think I posted something earlier talking about, you know, I don't want to fit in. Amen. Because if you try to fit in, that means you're classified into a box. And so, you know, and that's the thing about being dealing with church folks. Amen. They have this size, this arrogance about them, like, I done made it to the kingdom. But Jesus talked about it, said that the publicans and the harlots will make it in before you do.
That's it.
You understand what I'm saying? Because Because I know, because I know where I'm struggling at. I know where I'm weak at. I know where I need God to heal me at. But you feel like you so holy than thou that God can't come nowhere of your life. Amen.
Right.
And see, that's
right.
Things that keep me. Those are things that keep me striving in God. Because even as a leader, the more God shows me, the more I got to decrease, just so pride will enter in. You understand what I'm saying? That's the thing about being a leader. A leader is a person that, look, I don't want to be in the wild. Everybody say, most of the stuff, my daughters tell me, like, Pop, you should really do this and that. Why you take that? Well, you know, Jesus took it. You know, Jesus took it. When you're a leader, you got to take stuff that a person who ain't mature would just fly out there and be like, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a Genesis from Revelation. You know, what you said, stop at Malachi and then pick it right back up. And you understand what I'm saying? And so, but when you're a leader, you just govern yourself accordingly in Jesus' name.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Amen.
You do.
Amen. You ain't got to get quiet, amen.
You said it all.
That was
you said it all.
That was deep.
Oh, Lord. Pastor Hill. Why y'all throwing me in here, amen? All this fire in here. Amen. But we're talking about things that queens go through. 347-945-5416. Listen, if you're a queen, call and represent, amen. You can call 347-945-5416. The lines are jam-packed, you know, and folks just listening, amen. And the lines are jam-packed, amen. Pastor Hill is on the board, amen. You got our prophetess Nadia in the building. You got Evangelist William. You got Queen Shafini in the building. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you got myself. You know, I'm dead smack with all these queens. Amen. But if you a queen, won't you press 1? Amen. Represent your queenship. Amen. You a kingdom woman. Amen. You call in. Amen. You a single woman. You're holding it down. Amen. You're keeping it on lock. You're living holy. Amen. You call in and represent your holiness. Amen. That you're a child of God. Amen. And you know what? If you're messed up, that's all right, Cole. You say, look, I messed up, but I got back up, and I'm on the trail again. And praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That you made a decision to get back up. And because some people say, well, you know, I ain't going to get all in my business, but it's a testimony. It was a
testimony. I got a question.
Yeah.
How would you handle a sister of the Lord that got pregnant, fell from grace, got pregnant, but stayed in the church?
Oh, y'all said me. Y'all turn this into King's Court now. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, I'll go along with this. The Holy Spirit shifting. All right. How would I handle it as far as a sister? She got pregnant. She fell out of church. And now what is the latter part?
She stayed. She stayed in the church. She stayed faithful. She came back, repented, and stayed faithful to, you know.
Okay,
she's
the thing
pregnant,
is like
but
this.
She's still in the. She's pregnant, but she's still in the church, and she sat down from doing her, you know what she her operations are. She sat down. Yeah, her ministry. Yeah, she sat down, but she stayed in the church.
Okay, well, first things first. Let's just keep it real. Okay, you pop up pregnant, baby, in your leadership, baby, you got to sit down because you got to be made an example. Because you're a leader, you got to be made an example, amen. If you're pregnant, you know, you're pregnant. Amen. It's
and
not
she
like
openly,
you
she apologized to the congregation. She apologized to the pastor, to the church. And
see,
she sat herself down.
I give her credit because that takes a lot of strength for you to even get up. You know how many sisters who will get pregnant and say, I ain't got to tell nobody nothing. That's my business. And you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, it takes a lot of strength to stand up in front of the congregation. She gained more strength by doing that. And so now when she's sitting down, I don't say kick her out of the church. Now you got these old mama jammers, amen. They say, yo, she's pregnant, excommunicate her. Whoa, that's not Bible, baby. Slow down, amen. So
it.
You understand what I'm saying? Slow down. I mean, let me finish my point. But Mary Magdalene was brought in, amen. It said that the woman caught in adultery. And, I mean, Jesus said, do you accuse this? Jesus said, no. He said, well, neither do I. Go and sin no more. So you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if she don't want to sin no more, then, you know what I'm saying, then let her be, amen. But if she said, I want to keep going to the club and doing my thing, then you got to let her go.
It's a story. It's
no.
a story.
No, just the opposite,
amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Caller, you're here on the Queen's Court. May I have your name, please?
Well, hello there. This is Queen Vanessa.
Hey.
Hey, Queen Vanessa.
Hey, man, you call the bail your daddy out of.
Oh, yes. You know, and I want to address that. You got to show love, though. Because we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We all make mistakes, you know. And so you have to let that person know that you understand and that, you know, you still love that person. Because they already feel bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so it's a matter of love. Loving, just loving on that person and letting them know that it is okay. It's okay to the point where it's that we're not gonna turn our backs on you.
Right. The word says the love covers a multitude of sins.
Absolutely. Because that's what that person is feeling, you know. Okay, I done made this mistake, you know, the church is talking about me, you know, and nobody understands, you know. I have been in similar situations, not that one, thank God, but, you know, I've been in similar situations, and instead of them helping me, I felt like I was the black sheep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no love there, you know.
I was in that situation.
Wow.
We say we love,
but love is an action where, you know, we have to start showing it. You have to show love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say, you know, encourage that person, and because we are queens, we're still gonna set the standards, you know, and we're gonna let them know that it's okay. It's okay. You made that mistake, but we're not gonna turn our back.
We're gonna
bring you up out of it.
And love you right back to right
family. That's it, right. Yeah. And it's sad because a lot of times, you know, like in my situation, I chose to marry the individual, which, you know, I thought I was making it right. But it made a bigger mistake. You know, it made it worse.
Tell me about it.
You know, but you got that pressure. You're like, well, you got to do this. And you got, you know, and you just, you know, you yield to that pressure. And then now your life is jacked up because you're really not happy, but you're doing it to make your parents happy, you know?
So just help them get out of, you know, nurture them and pray with them.
Right.
I mean, we so quick to accuse, but pray with our sisters and brothers, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true. Now, I have a question on the lighter side. It's been burning me. I've been actually waiting for Queen Vanessa to hit the line. So I thought I'd ask this question.
I've been listening, but it was hard. I just
shifted up just a little bit to take it to the lighter side. Only because I know that you've been dealing with it. How do you maintain when you're in the middle of traffic? How do you stay holy and not catch the road rage? That's what I want to know.
Road rage.
How do you maintain, you know?
Maintain road rage?
No, how do you maintain, like, you know, I was making light of the situation. I know she's been dealing with the traffic and stuff, but how do you make, you know, we on the road and we're sitting in our car, and it's just us in the car.
Uh-huh.
Do you go there or do you stay holy?
We got some devils out here driving really crazy, so I get to sing, and that's my outlet. I sing.
Amen.
I think, you know, you got to have some type of outlet because these people out here will take you there.
That's what I'm saying. You know, when there's nobody around, when it's just you in your car, and there's nobody to hear that you said it except for God, you know, does it slip out? Does it happen, or do you maintain? That's all I want to know.
I used to not maintain. I used to yell at the person, and it's like, you know, But and then I said one day the Holy Ghost said, they can't hear you. And you know what? You're more upset than that person because that person's going out doing their own business and you're sitting there huffing and puffing. And it's like, okay, that was really stupid, wasn't it? And it's like, that was stupid, you know? And so I said, okay, Holy Ghost, I won't do that no more.
Okay, yeah, we're going to use wisdom because it's not going to do that but make us get mad.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know,
it's like someone that hurt you, and you're still mad at them, and they're going about their business. They don't even realize that they hurt you, but you're the one that's holding all that garbage,
absolutely,
you know, resentment and hurt and pain, and you're getting bitter, and you know, and it's like, hello, they ain't thinking about you.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta learn to let it go.
But Jesus is watching you.
Yeah,
how are you handling
yeah.
that situation? You know. What would Jesus do?
At the moment, you don't think like that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
But you got to condition yourself to think like that.
Yeah.
Condition yourself.
It's discipline, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the huge part.
It's discipline, you know. Just plain discipline.
That's exactly it. Okay, I got another one. And it's not necessarily to do with maintaining, but just, you know, in the essence of a queen, do queens wear weeds?
Oh, you know what? Let me address that one. Okay, because I've been down the road with every hairstyle, every hairdo, from afro to weave to you know, I've done it all. I mean, I've done it all. And I got to the point where right now I don't want nobody's hair on my head if it ain't mine.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I don't know if they shaved their head off and gave it to Buddha, or I don't know.
Right.
You know, I don't know what's connected to that. And then if I wear the artificial stuff, it makes my head itch. So, you know, it's just like, but you know what? If it ain't mine, I don't want it.
Well, we got a caller on the line.
Oh, yeah.
This is Sia Beverly.
Hi, Sia Beverly.
Hallelujah. I am so late.
We are so glad you could join us on tonight. What say you? How do you maintain? How are you maintaining?
Oh, boy, if I could trade these legs in for a fresh new pair, I've been walking all day and trying to handle, you know, business and, you know, just kind of getting in and making sure hubby was all settled. So I haven't had a chance to hear any of the discussions or anything that has gone on. So I'm just kind of at the tail end and just going to be quiet and just kind of listen on what you guys are going on. All I heard was hair. So
it's been really hot.
Yes, and it's hot and it's itchy and all that. So I'm going to just let you ladies go ahead and go. And I just appreciate you all filling in for me and just keeping it all going on. And you are just definitely queens to the 10th power of a 1,000th power.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You are, too. You are, too. We're just here talking right here on the Queen's Court where the Kingdom Woman speaks. So we're talking about how do you maintain? How do you maintain this in everyday life? How do you deal with difficult situations? How do you deal with strange situations? How do you deal with yourself? How do you deal with your loved ones? How do you deal with your spouse? How do you deal with your children? We just want to know, how do you deal? So that's what we're talking about here today.
Well, I failed many, 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 many times.
And we all
maturity and age, if you don't learn from those lessons, you're going to continue to make the same mistakes.
Right.
And not only just make those same mistakes, but you're going to teach your children to make the same mistakes.
Exactly.
So, I just recently got a clue. And clue is to listen to the voice of God and to allow him to teach you. You know, and listen to your inner voice, to the inner voice, that inner you, that be trying to speak and tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
You need to be quiet. and you just be like telling yourself, oh, no, I got to get this out. I got, no, ain't nobody going to do this to me. I'm tired of people walking over me. Sometimes your peace speaks more volume than you actually have a word to say, because, you know, some things you just can't take back. You know, once it's out there, it's out there.
It's out there.
And so you can't just take it. You can't take it back. You can't apologize, because people will take that to the grave. I remember on the deathbed. I remember when you said.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you said. So, you know, it's just better to just learn that, you know, some things just don't need your attention. Something that you just don't have to, you know, give any reaction to. And so that's what has helped me to do it. And you know, knowing my value, knowing that do I need to come down from where I am to administer attention to your need and to your desire and to your temper tantrum? Or do I stay on my throne and continue to rule?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to stay on my throne and continue to rule. You'll be fine in 5 minutes. You'll get up and brush yourself off and keep it moving. If not, you'll still be down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's
really
care,
really
but you can't give no attention to it.
Yeah. Some things just don't require, don't deserve our attention, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, we can add, we can give something attention and build it up to be more than it really is, and just because we're feeding into it. So that's really... that's a real good jewel right there. Something I think we need to hold on to that one. Some things don't require, don't deserve, you know, our attention. So that's good.
I had to learn that. You know, when I was growing up, I was one of the ones that had to have the last word, not because I had a smart mouth, but it was because I was never heard.
Right.
I was always told to shut up, you know.
Yeah.
I was never ever able to explain myself and explain my feelings. And so when I came into adulthood, it was such a struggle for me in relationships to really sit down and explain myself because I was always told to shut up, you got a smart mouth, when that was not what I was trying to explain to you and tell you the truth. Now, I have a sister, a biological sister, that painted a picture that was a little different. So I'm not going to call her a liar, but her picture and her perception was different than the situation. And so because, you know, I don't remember things that well, I have to tell the truth at the beginning. You don't have to worry about, you know, a lot of people in my office. I need to remember everything I said. So, you know, to keep that composure and to maintain. Because sometimes I did. I was stooped to the level that the person was trying to bring me down to, because I was in one of those fleshly moves to where I was tired of people talking to me crazy and coming at me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Hurt made me respond. My hurt made me respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pain that I was going through forced me, when I knew in my spirit I needed to be quiet, pain spoke out, pain hollered out.
Yeah.
But now that the pain is no longer there, I'm able to think more clear and to choose my words more wiser and be quicker to listen and slower to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? With Beverly. That you hit a good point right there, because I spoke about that having the last word, and when you spoke about it, that was exactly why I had the last word, and when you spoke on it, it came back to me that I wasn't being heard.
Yeah.
And the same thing is happening to my granddaughter. She's not being heard because her mother was incarcerated, and so she's kind of, you know, I need to be heard type, notice me.
Wow.
And And that's kind of what the problem that I went through, that I wasn't heard, and I carried that through my life, even in my marriage, where I wasn't really heard. And so when it came down to communicate with a male, I didn't know how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and so I had to really sit back and say, Lord, you know, you're going to have to show me how to do this, because I don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't really know that you don't know how to communicate, because you've gone through life just dealing with it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's normal sometimes.
Yeah, you do think it's normal, and the strange thing is that I didn't know that I had an injury, a brain injury, from when I got hit by a car, which caused my memory, you know. So like you said, you would speak it out because you forget, So I did not realize that I had that memory dysfunction until like 3 years ago when I went to a neurologist and he did a brain scan, and I'm missing the part left part of my brain. And I said, well, what does that affect? And he said, your memory and your speech. And I'm like, oh, wow. So all this time, it was a physical defect that I was carrying through childhood and didn't even really know until I'm an adult. And he said, but you made it through. You know, you made it through. And it's like, but sometimes we go through life from things that happen in our childhood that we don't even realize until we get older. Like you said, with wisdom, with age comes wisdom, you know.
Exactly. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. I have totally enjoyed this discussion tonight on the Queen's Court where the Kingdom Women speaks. I want to congratulate and welcome Queen Shafini for joining us here on the Queen's Court.
Yes.
Welcome.
We want to give her a good welcome. Thank you. Amen. We just want to know that let you know, Queen Shafini, that we love you and we welcome you here on the Queen's Court. We appreciate you coming and being a part of the Queen's Court where the Kingdom Women speak.
Amen.
We truly, truly, fully enjoyed you. I want to just put out a couple of announcements as we get ready to close out tonight's discussion. We invite you to join us for 5 a.m. prayer morning, the morning glory, where we go to before God and we just travail before him, the wail of travail. If you would like more information on our 5 a.m. prayer, visit us on Facebook at New Testament Temple or send an email to newtestamenttemple@gmail.com for conference information. Also, we have a prayer line. Our 5 a.m. prayer goes from Monday through Saturday. Amen. Every single Monday through Saturday, at 5 a.m. And then we have our prophetic Bible study, Morning Manna, where we go into the Logos and we receive the Rhema, and it connects, and it's just, oh my goodness, an explosion of revelation, and God is so good to us in his word. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday through Friday. Again, you can also email us again at newtestamenttemple@gmail.com for more information on how to register for the Bible study, as well as how to get the information for the 5 a.m. prayer, which is at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Thea Beverly. We're going to have a host of people that are joining us. Queen Vanessa from the West Coast, and they're calling in at 2 a.m. We got people calling in from Texas. We got people calling in from Chicago. We got people calling in from all over. And the main thing about it is that people are being blessed.
Yes,
I mean, we get testimonies every single day, every morning, of how God is moving, how he's shaking, how he's shifting. So definitely the fire of God is on that line. So you want to tap in, you want to, you know, they said, you know, go get to the water while the angel is troubling it. You better get to this prayer line while God is with us. And we pray that he continue to stay with us, and we encourage you to join us. Also, if you like any prayer requests, any information, if you would like to get in touch with Women on the Wall, if you would like to become a Woman on the Wall, you can also send an email to newtestamenttemple@gmail.com or to the Queen's Court, newtestament@gmail.com. Even if you have some topics, something that you want us to talk about, you know, those taboo topics that nobody wants to touch, we'll touch them for you. So go ahead and send us those topics, send us your questions, send us your prayer requests at either queenscourtnewtestament@gmail.com or newtestamenttemple@gmail.com. Also visit us on Facebook at New Testament Temple, where you can always find out what's going on, what we're doing, any ministry things that are going on, and also visit our blog. It's growing. There's so many encouraging words, so many nuggets you can pick up, strength for your day. And that is www.newtestamenttemple.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.newtestamenttemple.blogspot.com. www.thefeedingthenewday.com. We hope to see you there and hear from you soon. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all the Kingdom Queens, to all the Kingdom Kings out there. We thank you so much for joining us. Join us here again at the Queen's Court every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where the Kingdom Woman speaks. So if you're a Kingdom man, if you're a Kingdom woman, come on and get in on the discussion and join us here. Meet us here because we're talking about it, and we look forward to talk about it with you. So good night. Shalom. Good night to all you wonderful queens that joined us on tonight. Thank you for all of our listeners. And we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you, and that there's something that we say in our discussion, there's something that reaches each and every one of you in a special way, that you can connect with it and you can have something to hold on to and gain strength for your day. So meet us here again. We bless God for you. Shalom.
I'm feeling like so free, a new dimension of living, can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunity, and I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I want to reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. No more back in the days when I was younger, not a kid anymore. Put away all the toys and games, and now I'm living true life. This is paradise. You got me so high, it's like a moon cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, I'm turning no waste, and I'm here to stay. Yeah. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me. All of the possibilities of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. Turn away my dark night, no more cloudy skies.